As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Not Barry White.
Yeah, little Barry White. Why not? It's Tuesday. It's Tuesday, right? Yesterday was Monday. Is that how we did this?
All right.
Yeah.
There it is.
Like you yesterday.
I don't know this version. But Barry was that dude. You know, he used to smoke a pack of cigarettes a day.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I learned something new
Barry
on the show today.
Barry was a chain smoker.
Yeah, but a great voice. Welcome back, Midday Show. Yeah, I like this Eagles offense just the way it is. Keep running that football. Use Saquon Barkley. I'm not trying to rush this evolution to being more of a passing offense. They won with a very specific way last year. I want to keep it that way. Hughes ready to evolve this thing. Doesn't mean that we need a great Saquon. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go any further, because we spent that last bit, you roped me into a Jalen Hurts conversation when I was trying to have a Saquon Barkley conversation. I saw what you did there, Hugh. The entire audience knew what you did.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't like I was trying to, but let's be honest. Most Eagles fans, when you say you need Jalen or you need Saquon to be what he used to be, you're basically saying you don't really trust the quarterback's evolution.
It's part of it, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little part of it. And I get that. And that's the conversation that we have to flesh out, because I believe that he can't do that. And I feel strongly that in order for this team to have success, you got to take the governor off.
All right, so what we did that last year, remember, was at the Steeler game, and he played really well in that game. All right, before we go any further, because we did get caught up in our conversation, let's play a little game here, because we have a great giveaway today. Let's play a little game we like to call Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with a tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Hughes Clues and you.
All right. See, I've evolved these clues a little bit, so I feel like I'm giving out some good clues.
You
so
had one good day.
I have a good day.
Jalen played great in the Super Bowl.
You're on
now we want to talk
streak.
Football.
I
no wonder why you
say
it. Yeah, I see it.
I have a good day every day, sir. Well, thank you very much. So this is one where I'm going to set this one up just a little bit. If you know me, this should be easy for you. And for all those that listen as much as they do, thank you very much. But you should really, these clues should be, like, easy.
Okay.
Okay, so this first clue is this item that I'm thinking about is a video game.
Oh.
Video game.
Well, it feels topical considering the person we're talking about today.
Yeah, that's why I did it. You know, we're talking about Saquon Barkley.
Video games are topical.
Yeah.
All right, today you're playing for a pair of tickets to see a championship season. The Mann Center, Philadelphia Eagles, and NFL Films coming together to celebrate another Eagles special season with a concert event hosted by Merrill Reese on July 24th at the Mann Center in Philadelphia. We had a pair of tickets to give away today. All right, first clue, it is a video game. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. And then we all hear what Brian Dawkins said both to us yesterday and to the morning show a little while ago about the challenges the team has and then his thoughts on Jalen's evolution. James in Pottstown. Hey, James.
Yo, what's going on, guys?
Hey, James. What's up?
So, I think all you guys are right, but the previous caller probably said it best. Just dial back the quantity. The quality will stay there, and the quarterback does need to get better.
Well, I think
he did at the end of the year.
Absolutely. I thought James's two best games, both in, and I don't even know what the numbers were. Just, you know, I just know it watching it. Like the title game and the Super Bowl, he was in command. He threw the ball well down the field. Like that was the best version of Jalen.
Yeah, and if he can do that, we're going to win. Simple as that.
Well, you're right. But the thing is, he doesn't seem to do that week in, week out. I'm not saying he can't. We just haven't seen that.
You want more consistency.
Yeah, I'd say
Mahomes and Tom Brady have both said that it's around their third starting season when things start to slow down, mm-hmm. and that's basically where he's at. And if that flag hadn't gotten thrown at the end of 57 and he beats Mahomes, I'm not saying he would have. There'd be a different conversation entirely.
Totally. Well, there'd be two rings. I mean, you have two rings. You're in a different stratosphere here. James, it's not that I don't think he can. I like Jalen, and I think he's super clutch and good, and I want him in a big moment. It's also like what's best for the team. And I also factor in we have a young defense, and if we run the ball.
Do you want Saquon next year? Or, I'm sorry, do you want Saquon 2 years from now? Because we can't give him 500 touches again.
So that's a fair point. Well, yeah, I haven't even thought of the idea that he's going to be at this level 2 or 3 years from now. He will be.
I bought his rookie card when he was on the injured list on the Giants, and I have never told anyone that.
Well, it's a good buy. It's buy low is what that is right there, James.
Oh, my God. The thing's worth like $100 now.
I'm sure it is. All right, James, what do you got for us? Hughes Clues video game.
Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat. James, hey, you know not
what?
It.
James,
but
that is a really good guess.
That feels like a Hugh Douglas video game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I appreciate that because we talk about it as much as we talk about video games and stuff on this show.
Who was your guy? Like if you had to play with some. Raiden. I liked Raiden.
I like Sub-Zero.
Sub-Zero was good, too.
Sub-Zero was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was. But I really wasn't a Mortal Kombat guy. I mean, I've played the game, but that was not. I was more of a Street Fighter guy. And I played as Chun-Li because it was easy. Her and M. Bison. Mm. Those are my two. Right there.
All right, before we go any further, can we hear
from... I guess you know it ain't Street Fighter now because I mentioned it.
Yeah, you did skip away another one. I was trying to help you move off that and just give that say a video game, not Street Fighter.
Yeah, basically. That's another clue.
This is what happens. You have one good day on these clues, and now you're in the tank. We saw this was coming.
I expect nothing less from you people. I expect nothing less.
What's that supposed
what
to
are you?
I mean, they do every day.
What are they commenting more on? Hugh's bright shirt today?
Yeah, they're enjoying Hawaii very much.
It's in a weird way. I like you people. I enjoy you people.
Well, you told us yesterday you woke up thinking about them.
I do. I'm like, okay, what are you people going
to
do?
This feels like a counter to when he told us yesterday that the referee now. It's like,
I love them until they hit too close to home. When they hit too close to home, I don't like that.
I'd say once a week they get you, like, deep down in your stomach. All right, can we hear from Brian Dawkins yesterday with us on the challenge this Eagles team is going to face and trying to repeat?
What's the biggest challenge for the Eagles to try to do it again?
All right, follow me here. You exhale too long. You exhale. You got it done. Oh, yeah. You exhale too long. And then you don't get back into the mindset of the grind. You don't get back into the mindset of, okay, yes, we did that. We're going to celebrate it where it's time to celebrate. But now it's time to get back into pain mode. We got to reintroduce yourself to the grind and the pain that got you to the place to be in the playoffs and be in the Super Bowl in the first place. Sometimes that is the thing that hinders individuals because they celebrate too long. Or it's always, yo, but we won the Super Bowl. I didn't do this thing, but we won the Super Bowl. Mm. Yeah, we didn't do it, but
we hear that a lot. Zone, right? We hear that a lot.
Yeah,
it
has to get to the point, and if, you know, it has to get to the point that last year does not exist anymore. You really have to then go back into the lab for yourself to be brutally honest. What you see on film, don't give yourself ways out when you look at film, and then you get back into the pain, the beautiful pain of getting better.
Hugh, that the way Dawkins described that with us yesterday, just the fact that like to exhale again, or to do what they did, and then to kind of reset this year and to come back and try to do it again, it's a major challenge. I feel like it's one of the biggest challenges that we haven't spoken that much. Because when we talk about challenge, they lost players, right? They Saquon's touches last year. Those are all challenges on the team. But the challenge of trying to mentally do it again, that's big.
That's the biggest thing. And that's the thing that I'm trying to get you to understand is that, okay, put it like this. And this is going to be an exaggeration. I'm going to exaggerate because I don't know what some of the hot young female talent is out there, that like the young superstars. But okay, let's take, because he's popular now, Cooper DeJean.
Mm-hmm. He's everywhere.
Say, who is the lady that Paul Jolly like Skeen's girlfriend?
Olivia Dunn.
Okay, say for example, and I'm just like extreme example. Olivia Dunn's assistant is trying to get in touch with Cooper DeJean because she likes, you know, she wants to get to know him.
What about Paul Skeens?
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm just listen, and I'm only doing this because I don't know who are the young hot artists. I would have said Cassie, but she got stuff going on right now. She's kind of hot. But it's that's what you're looking at. The fact that Cooper went back to Iowa, and I don't think this is an exaggeration. He's bigger than Caitlin Clark in Iowa right now. He's that big. So he's dealing with a different – he's dealing with a different demographic now. He's rubbing elbows with A-list stars, and the podcast is popping. The podcast that they had, what is it called, Casual Whites?
Exciting Mics.
Exciting Mics.
Casual Whites.
That was my bad. I didn't mean – I'm just saying. I knew it was something like
yeah.
that. But it's popping right now. So he's in a different stratosphere. Don't laugh at that, Joe. Stop it.
I'm just thinking Casual White sounds like an area of the store I shop in. Just Casual White. Just a good old Casual White, Hugh.
See, when you do that, then you get me in trouble. Why are you doing that?
You said it.
I couldn't remember the name. I couldn't remember the name, and I got stuck, and I just didn't want to sit there, you know. Got exciting, what? No, casual. Wait a minute, what's it called again?
Exciting Mics.
Exciting Mics. But I mean, but you—that's the thing that you don't understand when you're doing stuff like that, man, and you're meeting different people that you're rubbing elbows with people that you would never have an opportunity to rub elbows with. That changes things for you.
So with Saquon and with Cooper, obviously they're in a different world than ever have been. When we talked about Saquon earlier, right? He's coming off a lot of touches. He's the biggest star in the NFL now. And obviously Cooper was a rookie last year. Now he's blown up. But the rest of the team, I'm not that concerned about it because aren't these guys used to winning? Devontae Smith, Jalen Hurts, Alabama, Georgia kids, they win. And then they come back the next year and they flush it and they win again. I think the Eagles are built well enough with enough of guys that came from those kind of programs in college.
What did Coop win in Iowa?
No. Cooper's different, and Saquon's different.
Saquon win at Penn State.
They're different. But the rest of the team, Jalen Carter and Nolan Smith and Jalen and Devontae, they've been winning their whole lives.
Listen, I was in SEC country. And football is big in the South. College football especially, no question about that. The fandom in the South is different. I give you that. But it ain't nothing like it is here.
Well, here
it is nothing like
Here's different than everywhere else.
The staunchest SEC fan pales in comparison to the average Eagles fan. That's a fact. I mean, because I've seen it, I understand it, you know what I'm saying? I've been around it.
You live both lives.
And it's different. You are dealing with something totally different. And you know I try to, you know, I'm going to say it tongue-in-cheek, but the biggest thing that you worry about in a situation like this is the women. Mm. Because they're coming out of the woodwork. I mean, seriously, all jokes aside, you are dealing, like they say, don't fish what you can. This was Al saying all the time, don't hunt what you can't kill. Man, the hunting ground has changed for everybody. All the single guys out there, even the ones that are married. They're dealing with a different type of scenarios now. And that's what you have to combat. That's what coaches talk about. You got females that are successful doing their own thing that are trying to get in contact with you because you're a Super Bowl champion.
Yeah, you got
to
eliminate the distractions. That's the key. All right, Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Will the Eagles need the 2024 version of Saquon to be a great team this season? How about this? We are at a 51-49 split on our poll. 51% say no, they don't need that. 49% say yeah, they need the great Saquon again. Steve in Egg Harbor's up. Hey, Steve.
Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Steve, what's up? Good.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to say one thing. I think you're wrong, Joe, because they put the Super Bowl in Jalen Hurts' hands because you know they came all out to stop him. You heard if you listened to any of the live stuff on TV after the Super Bowl, like on NFL channel, the NFL station, that Saquon Barkley said time and time again, he goes, man, they're doing everything to stop me. They're doing everything to stop us. They're doing everything to stop the running game, blah, blah, blah. And Jalen Hurts picked him apart. I mean, and people talk about Jalen Hurts's, you know, regular season stats and the 29th ranked passing offense. Mm-hmm. Well, when you have an offense that runs between Barkley, the quarterback, and the backup Gainwell this year that ran for like about 27 to 2,800 yards, how much passing offense are you going to need? But if you remember, in the games that they really needed him, at Cincinnati, he picked them apart.
Pittsburgh.
Against the good quarterbacks, all the good quarterbacks. Yep. Even in Baltimore, he had a nice game in Baltimore. Not a great game, but he did everything he needed to do. In L.A., Barkley and him had good games out there. So, I mean, the guy wins. The guy does what it takes to win, and that's what a championship quarterback is.
Well, I agree with you. He's a winner. He's a championship quarterback. But, Steve, the one thing that changes is some quarterbacks could do it every single week. That's what made Brady, and Manning, and you know Montana, and then some can do it sometimes, and that to me is more Jalen. Like you reference it, Jalen does that sometimes. He's never shown to be able to do that every single week of the season.
Well, Brady really didn't have a great running game. The only time he had a good running game was with Corey Dillon, when you think about it. Other than that, what great running backs did that guy have who put up astronomical statistics? Nobody.
Sure, but they relied on him to drive the offense that because they knew they could.
Yeah, but I mean, like I said, I mean, last year in the Super Bowl, who did they rely on to drive the offense?
Absolutely, it was Jalen.
All over, exactly.
He delivered. All right, Steve, what do you got for us for Hughes Clues? What's the video game?
I have no idea. I don't play video games. I don't even know any video games except from Super Mario Brothers.
Is that it, Hugh?
That's not a bad guess.
Not a bad guess, but not it. All right, can we hear? So he just mentioned it, Hugh. You mentioned this. Other people bring this up. Steve brought it up. Look, Jalen did it in the Super Bowl. I know. I mean, we saw it, and Jalen Hurts on any given Sunday, the Cincinnati game, the Pittsburgh game, the championship game, the Super Bowl, can be great, right? Mm-hmm. We've seen, I don't know, I've probably seen 15 or 20 great Jalen Hurts games since he became the starting quarterback here, but not 75 great Jalen Hurts games. You know what? Like, that's why I don't want to force the change here, because I think this thing runs better when Jalen is not asked to drive the bus every single week.
But you can't, see, this is kind of what I hear, too. Don't want to paint you in the corner, but I kind of hear this, and I feel like the fan base kind of feels like this as well. You're afraid to push him or challenge him. You have to challenge him. I'll never forget it, man. I remember, and I'm going back on some of the things that I had to deal with. I remember Tommy Brazier calling me into the office when he got here. And I think I told you the story when he's like, hey, man, it's time. It's time for you to figure out what you want to be. If you want to be a Pro Bowler, if you want to be a better player, now is the time. So it's on you. So it's the same thing with Jalen. There's probably been conversations with, hey, man, you know, we had to adjust last year, whatever, because, you know, you got off to a rocky start. That's when you when Doc talk about be honest with yourself and have tough conversations, that's what he's talking about.
Let's hear Doc, by the way, on the morning show recently talking about Jalen Hurts and his evolution.
What Jalen has done is he flashed us in the first Super Bowl. Tremendous, right? So in my mind, that's what you should be doing every week. Mm-hmm. And when you're not doing that every week, like, so why can't we get that? Why can't we get that? Mm-hmm. Why can't we get that? So it's for me, it's not you are I don't bash Jalen when it comes to that. I don't bash him. I'm expecting him to take the next step so that your weeks aren't fluctuating up and down so drastically, that you are consistently at a level that allows you to show the talent that you are and all the respects that you're talking about, to being mm-hmm. able to run the football when it needs to be run, knowing to making those decisions, putting the ball where it needs to be put. He's shown that, and he's done it now, not just in the first Super Bowl. He's shown it in the second one, too. So now this year coming up, like, I'm expecting a version of that. Maybe not to that level, but a high version of that consistently throughout that year. That's what I'm expecting.
It's funny. It feels like the more I listen to Doc there, at one point it feels like he's aligned with your thinking, expecting mm-hmm. it. And the other point, he's aligned with me more like he hasn't done it consistently enough
yet. And that's what it is, because every year as a professional athlete, especially football players, you're challenged because teams watch film on you. And I can remember sitting in meetings, especially in my first couple years in the league, and especially like I always talk about the CTO, the counter trap option, mm-hmm. used to be my Achilles heel. And the year that I stopped it, you know, going back and working on how to stop it consistently to the point where I didn't have to worry about it anymore. And not only that, when you talk about quarterbacks, at some point the game slows down for you. And maybe last year there were times where the game speeded up, like it wasn't consistent for him. But as a player, you have to go in every year and you have to challenge yourself. And for Jalen, the challenge is going to be, just like Doc said, is to be more consistent. I would venture to think, if he's being honest with himself, he knows his play was sporadic.
Yeah, that's a good word for it, sporadic.
Yeah, but he won. But that's not good enough to repeat.
So at some point, something came up where, like, you don't want to challenge Jalen. I just want to do what's best for the team. Like, guys, we have a really young defense. They're going to start how many young first- or second-year players? You know, if we run the football, we keep the defense off the field. We control the clock. If we're throwing the ball more next year, that means more possessions for both sides. That means more on the defense. I'm trying to protect that defense by running the football.
Well, see, this is, I think, where there's a little bit of disconnect. First of all, you go into the game and you take what their defense is giving you. Now, there might be games where, just because of the matchup, it favors you to run the ball.
Yeah.
You know, it might behoove you to keep the ball on the ground, because their secondary might be, you know, pretty good. But I would doubt that would be the case with the receivers that we have. You don't have to see. I think where we're getting caught up in is we're thinking that we're going into the game and we're just going to go damn the torpedoes and start throwing the ball over the place. You have to give, and you have to take what the defense is giving you, and you also have to see how they're trying to play you now. At first blush, I would assume going into the season, the Dallas Cowboys, they're not about to let Saquon run all over the place.
They're going to make Jalen beat him. Yeah, they're going to load the box.
But you have that coming back. You have, who did the receiver that they just got
George
down
Pickens.
There? They got George Pickens. So now you might go in, just to give you an example, and I don't know if this is the truth or the case, Dallas might come into that game saying, okay, we're going to stop the run, but we're going to throw the ball all over the schoolyard. And say, for instance, they have success doing that early on. They put 14 points on us.
And we're down.
And we're down.
Then we got to throw.
Now that's a different ball
game. And last year, we didn't have to face that.
We didn't have. That's what I'm saying. So that's what we're talking about. Because now that's when the chess match becomes more, more involved because you might have to have Jalen throw the ball.
I agree. Game script changes things. If you're down, you got to throw it. Last year, the Eagles ran the football an extreme
and
level.
They never got in a situation where
they were down.
They were forced to throw the football. That's what you're talking about.
Well, I'm trying to avoid that. I just want to run the football. I want to try to you know kind of put my identity on the game the way they did last year. Mike is up on WIP. Hey, Mike.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Hey, Mike. What's up?
I want to take exception to what Hugh said about Saquon. Your position was that you don't think or you don't feel that he's going to come back and he's going to work as hard as he did the year before because of all the success. Do you really believe that?
First of all, Mike, no disrespect, but don't try to diminish what I said because I long talked in this segment. I didn't say he wasn't going to work that hard.
Blame it on the long talk.
No, I'm not blaming on long talk because I know what I said. I said his time and the things that he's doing – his focus is a little different because he's busier than he once was. I didn't say he wasn't working out.
Okay, you're right. I apologize for that, Hugh. But I don't think a guy like Saquon, if you've watched his kid over the years, like his years at Penn State, the kid is a worker. He believes in himself, and he's not going to let distractions lower the amount of work that he puts in to be as good as he is. That's my feeling. I don't think.
But Mike, I tend to agree.
But Mike, here's the thing, Mike. There's 24 hours in a day, right?
Yeah.
What was he doing yesterday? Slinging cheesesteaks, right?
Yeah. Well, that's out of 365 days.
No. Listen. I'm trying to put it in context that you understand, Mike, because it sounds like we have a little bit of a disconnect.
Mike,
his time. The point that I was trying to make, Mike, is the time that he had last year was more plentiful because he was in the lab getting ready for the season, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
So is it safe to say that now since he has newfound success, because you know he had to take some time out to go shoot that thing for Madden, to do the Madden cover, right? So I don't know how many days that took, but at some point, like your level of training is going to change if you're not, if you're not in your home gym and you might not be in a facility at the time, wherever you're traveling, that accommodates
it makes it harder. Yeah,
the equipment that
routine,
you're used
the
to.
The routine is Mike. It makes it harder. I tend to think that he's going to get the work in, but I understand Hugh's point. It makes it harder. Mike, what's your guess for Hugh's clues? What video games are you talking about?
No, I don't do videos.
Mike, appreciate it. Is this an L for Hugh's clues today?
No, yeah. It's just that we got.
That's more of an L for Mike.
Okay. Yeah, I'm
just
saying.
A little bit more of an advanced group calling in today. No. Wow. No disrespect. Just saying. Mike sounds like he's a little bit more seasoned. No, he probably missed the video game explosion.
That's okay. It happens.
Yeah, it's cool. Right. Mike, no disrespect. Not trying to be. I'm just saying. That might not have been your thing.
215-592-9494. Back to your phone calls and all this. Saquon Barkley. Do the Eagles need a great version of him again? The same version as last year. A 2024 version would be a great team. I think they do. We'll get your second clue coming up. Plus, we'll get back to something Ben Davis said the other day on the morning show. I wonder how everyone would feel if the Phillies did something outside the box at the trade deadline. It's coming up. Midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.